showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, joined by my daughter producer Sam. Sup?
Not much.
Good. I don't like when things are up.
I think it's expensive, right?
Yes, it's very expensive. Thank you to Tom Bernard and Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network for inviting us to be part of the network way back in July of 2015. If you'd like to chime in, 612-313-0289. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Brad, Sean, Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, SmartStartMN.com. If you or someone you know has experienced DUI, get in touch with Smart Start. They will get you back on the road seamlessly. Also, MyPillow, Chanticleer Pizza, Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, Thomas Brand Homes, our pals over at ColdOmaha.com, the place to go for local sports information. We're joined today. This is a record for Bryans and O'Briens in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
We have comic slash comedian slash witticist.
Yes.
Bryan with a Y, Miller.
Title.
Yes.
We have Inside Brewery owner with some of the neatest combinations I've heard for beer, Bryan Berge from Inside Brewery, Jeff O'Brien with it, and Bryan is with an I-A-N, right?
It is, yes.
And Jeff O'Brien with an I-E-N in the
That's
O'Brien,
right.
Though Bryan with a Y points out it doesn't count when it's an O. It could be anything, right?
Yeah, it's okay then.
I've never seen – I have seen one, I think, O-B-R-Y-A-N, but not many of them. So that one, Jeff O'Brien, he has set up one of our guests will be on the phone with us, Senator Dave Durenberger. Also, Kelly in Vegas will join us. We'll have Ruth Lorden on a bit later. Now, I got to ask it because I came across a story just a little bit ago, and I want to get your impressions on it. Now, are all of you familiar with CAIR, C-A-I-R?
Mm-hmm.
It's the group –
Council for American Islamic Relations.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Well, they are petitioning the International Boxing Federation because they feel that there's a woman they want who wants to fight in St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And they're petitioning that she should be allowed to wear her hijab when she boxes. Now, my feeling is if you want to do that, you have to then, I think, the only way to make it fair is the other boxer has to be given the option of wearing headgear. Maybe she could wear the hijab with headgear. But, I mean, I think it could almost be construed as an advantage. I mean, I don't know how thick these things are.
The way I see it is if she wants to wear it, she's pretty I don't care.
Well, I mean, I'd be also, frankly, I'd be worried that the other boxer can get her fist caught in it.
I'm trying to figure out if it's better, if it would be an advantage or a disadvantage. I really don't know.
I feel like you wouldn't want to, but if, I mean.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just curious.
I've never worn one, so I don't know what it's like.
I haven't given it a great deal of thought, but my initial thought is you have to make it fair for both. I mean, it is a form of headgear.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you think it would help if you got hit in the head if you were wearing a... If I wrapped a scarf around your head and caught you with a brick, you think you'd be like, hey, I'm feeling pretty good. It's a good thing I got hit
here. Let's try it at the break and we'll find out.
Well, this is what I'm getting at is... I
really don't know.
If she has it, she should wear headgear and so should the other boxer.
Don't they pretty much always wear headgear and like golden gloves type stuff anyway?
Well, the problem is what's unclear is I think it's golden gloves, but it's not clear if it is golden gloves.
You couldn't do it with like MMA because it'd be too easy to... You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm always baffled when any NFL player has like dreadlocks or hair that hangs out of their helmet, because it's legal to tackle someone by the hair. Why would you ever risk that? That's insane.
Well, you're going to lose those nice dreadlocks, most of it is.
Remember last season?
You come away with a fistful.
Was it Marshawn Lynch, wasn't it? It was a whole dread with like a bloody piece of scalp attached to it when somebody tackled him by the dreadlocks.
What about the beard if you get...
I don't know. Was it too close to a face mask? Can you grab somebody by the beard?
Well, it's hair. It's facial hair.
I guess. If you don't touch the face mask, then it wouldn't be a face mask penalty. Right?
You know what would be tougher, though? If Gerald Wilhite had that kind of hair, he might have been playing several years later. He's the one that
I think if Gerald
Brown had grabbed from behind on the back of his shoulder pads and just yanked him down.
Given how strong Joey was,
he would have went through the dreadlocks.
I think he would have snapped his neck.
Yeah. He would have pulled back on that.
Maybe just decapitated him there right on the field.
It was Jerry Burns, the coach at the time for the Vikings, often said, which is why he wanted Joey Browner as his last line of defense on punt returns and kickoff returns, that the two players in all the years he coached that had the strongest grips were Joey Browner and Alan Page. because he said they both were unbelievably strong at hand strength.
I remember Joey had a problem on punt returns that he was too fast. Remember those couple times where he ran into the punt returner before the ball got there? He used to have to like try to hit the brakes before he got there. Otherwise, he was going to knock into the return man before the ball even landed.
Cordero's been almost doing that. It looks like he almost has to dial up a half step on those special
teams. Because he's so darn fast.
I know. He's just there. It's like he's on a different stadium by the time the punt lands.
It's also – I guess it's kind of good and refreshing to see that they found things he can do to contribute, and he's starting to catch the ball a bit,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for Cordero. I think, finally.
So, now, do any of you – now, Brian, you obviously – you're a Viking fan?
Yes, very much so.
Do any of you think that – I thought a few weeks ago this could be a tougher game than it appears to be because Philadelphia is struggling, and I think that they're going to get to Carson Wentz for the first time, and I don't think it's going to go well for the Eagles.
I feel good about it. I feel real strong about it.
I think you
it's
should.
It's confusing because you have two Bryans on either side of you, and it's not like whoever's listening knows.
Okay,
what
how about
you're talking
this
about.
Brian feels good.
Hi, Brian.
Too.
Why, Brian?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Brian.
Perfect.
I feel pretty confident about it. There's always the X factor is they're playing in Philadelphia. You've got the Philly defense is still pretty decent. They may want to try to go at Sam just to kind of prove the to kind of have their quarterbacks back and try to prove that it was a good deal. But I like our chances. I think it's going to be a tough game, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not a for sure win.
Not
I think
Philadelphia.
It's going to be a low scoring. Don't you think?
I think so.
I don't think it's going to be a real high score. It's 2017 maybe.
I think this offense is getting better and better as long as Bradford stays healthy. The last time they played, no Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen just stepped right in, and you wouldn't know that he was even missing.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's starting to get to know these receivers, and if he stays healthy, it could be a sensational season for the Vikings. When you take a step back and look at that schedule, the only two games, and I'll put the Packers, aside from that one on Christmas Eve, the Cowboys and the Cardinals. I do think they will get to Carson Palmer.
Yeah,
but the Cowboys, that would be the team
Cowboys
when you look at it with concern.
Well, that could turn out to be a playoff matchup.
Well, it could, and that offensive line, they will move some of these Viking linemen. They could move some bodies.
Yeah.
But it's the benefit for the Vikings, though, both those games are here.
The wild card will be is if Jerry Jones is foolish enough to insist that Tony Romo go back in when he's healthy.
Well, they've already said that Prescott is going to be the starter when they come out of the bye. He's supposedly ready.
We'll see. It's Jerry.
The smart thing is, though.
Yeah, right.
You let Prescott
play.
The
smart thing would be let Prescott play.
Yeah.
But smart thing and Jerry Jones don't always equate.
But you know what? Maybe what they should do is just put Romo in. One or two plays, he's going out
again. And
he'll be done.
The That's true.
And the argument
That's
is
true.
Over. Yep. Right? I mean, honestly, look you saw the video of how he got hurt the last time.
Oh, it looked like a nothing tackle.
No, it wasn't. He just felt – he was on his butt, and he just bent over, and he was suddenly done.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. Now, Brian, you had mentioned when we were on the end of Tom's show, you've got – I really wish I drank because they're very tantalizing. You have – give us the ingredients of those two beers you brought in from Insight Brewing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. So the first beer, it's called Hell Chicken. It's our pale ale with yuzu fruit. And yuzu fruit is a cross between a kind of a mandarin orange and a grapefruit. The other one is Sunken City, and it's our Belgian Saison that blends Sauvignon Blanc with it. So
it's like a wine beer.
I think that's the fanciest thing that's ever been in the studio.
I beg your pardon. I'm wearing my finest Hawaiian-themed shirt.
Now, if people want more information, they can go to Insight, Insight Brewing.com.
Yep. Absolutely.
And how many different beers do you have?
We have 5 year rounds, and then we have about 6 seasonals.
So. I've got one for you for the day after Election Day.
All right.
Your post-election for the post-election blues, a little bitter, so you need something that's a little bitter. For the people who lost, they want to cry in their beers, so you got to give them a beer to cry in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's people drink during good times. They drink more during bad times. So that's perfect.
Some kind of you'll come up with some clever name. Maybe Brian could help. That's what with the why.
Trumpkin spice.
Trumpkin spice. There you go.
Trumpkin spice beer. There you go.
That's pretty good.
I guess you're probably figuring it won't be Clinton spice.
That was really quick.
No, she's gonna win.
Well, if you believe the stories of it being rigged, I'm sure she will.
Yeah, right. That's what it is. Is the inner city? Those overempowered inner city people are gonna rig the election. You know, those people who've had their loud voice the whole time. It's a decentralized election. To rig the election, you have to rig it at a 50 state level. You need 50 versions of it.
All I have to do is go to the states that it's not going to be close and do a little damage.
I'm not too worried about it. I don't think you have to worry about rigging an election where somebody goes out of their way to turn off 51% of the electorate out of the gate.
That's what's going to make it so interesting.
I do have a beer related question though.
Sure.
And I don't know, you're the closest thing to a beer expert that I have encountered in a long time, so you're a good person to ask.
Excuse me.
Okay, he represents 50 breweries.
Jeff is right here.
I haven't seen you in a week, so where have you been?
Nice, well, she said the closest. I'm physically closer.
You're physically closer.
Yeah,
physically closer. I've been hearing a lot about different like citrus beers, and I don't know anything about beer, but I've been hearing a lot about citrus beers over like just the last few days. Mm-hmm. Is that like a seasonal thing? Because I've heard about like several different breweries that are putting out citrus flavored beers. Is that like a trend or is that a seasonal thing for this time of year?
Well, it's definitely a trend when it comes to the the hop profile. People really like hops that have that citrus character to it. So there are a couple hops that come to mind, Mosaic and Citra, that really dial that up. In addition, brewers are doing a lot of different experimentation with different ingredients and adding actual citrus to the beer itself. So it could go both ways. We have a citrus IPA called Trollway, and that has a lot of the Citra hop in it.
Okay.
So I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it kind of does, yeah.
I have a question for Misspelled Brian. What is the weirdest ingredient that you put in a beer that you like?
I have a follow-up question when you're done with that.
That's great.
Because some beers have some weird stuff in them.
They do.
And it works improbably well. You know, you like a peanut butter beer or something.
They do.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Absolutely. You know, I'm not a big pumpkin fan, but I do like I like a pumpkin beer. Mm-hmm. You know, and we recently did an experimental beer, just a one-off, very, very low volume for a customer, and it was we put tater tots in the beer.
Now, I've not
tried the beer yet.
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah.
Was it like cottage beer?
There you go.
It's like the most Minnesota
when you come
beer
out
ever.
Where were you when we were naming it?
You got to call me. You got to get me on speed dial.
When you do your sea salt caramel beer,
okay.
I'm going to start drinking.
All right.
Sea salt caramel.
Right. What is the...
Is that a thing?
Because when you're...
That sounds good.
That does sound good. When you're experimenting with different beers and everything, have you ever done an experimental beer that was just tasted awful? That just didn't take off.
I'm guessing they don't have awful tasting beer at Insight Brewery.
No, I'm not saying
that. Like the sample one, like the experiment.
When you're like, I wonder if this would taste good, and then you like try it, and then it just did not taste good. Not something that you like released and sold or whatever, but I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does. I will say this, you know.
Or are you just like so good that everything you make?
No.
Always.
Everybody's got their own unique palate, and no, the reality
That's
is
true.
You can make a really good, well-made beer that people aren't going to like. You know, so a good example is a smoked beer. A smoked beer has a flavor. Obviously, there's smoke in it. There's a lot of people that go, you know, that's not for me. In Minnesota, we're not real big smoked beer drinkers. But you can still make a really well-executed smoked beer.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah.
You can have fun with a lot. Yeah. Like when you said that, it sounds like beef jerky beer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I will say,
you're coming up with a lot of stuff, Bobby. You write this stuff down.
One of the cool things about Insight is they have a lot of beers that you aren't going to find at any other brewery in town. I mean, Brian's partner in this, Ilan, is a mad scientist, I think, when it comes to brewing. And he's brewed a lot of breweries overseas. And, you know, the yuzu, I think are you still the only brewery in town that does a yuzu?
To the best of my knowledge.
Yeah. They've got another Saison that's got Door County cherries in it. They've got another one that's blackberry. They've got a raspberry one.
Oh,
they've
cool.
always got, you know, some really interesting flavor profiles.
We got
a
golden ale right now with coffee in it. It's called Banshee Cutter. It's going over really well.
Well, I got to ask, your partner, is that his real name?
Ilan? Yep.
It's a perfect name.
Yeah,
because he has style and enthusiasm and panache.
Yeah.
Do you have another partner named Panache?
he makes
no,
whiskey.
The other guy's name is Eric.
It's
spelled with a C. So Brian
hey,
with a Y.
Also misspelled. Yeah. None of you guys can get your dictionary together.
Jeez. Sam, we need to take a break. So we need to get Kelly on. Then we have to get the senator on. We're packed here today. But I there's so much I want to ask you. One quick question, and then we will take the break. I know someone. I ran into him. He's leaving his life here, taking his wife and his newborn baby up north. He's going to start never been a farmer in his life. He wants to start a hops farm and just raise hops. Is there?
That's the next thing coming.
Yeah.
Because they're starting. One of the concerns is that the shortage, there's starting to become a shortage of hops from going out to
Oregon, Washington. I told them to contact you. Yeah, I don't know if you heard from them or not.
I haven't, but I appreciate it. I actually am working with one client that is doing the hop, I think, the hop growing enterprise. I think that's the next wave, especially with the agricultural history of this state. I think you're going to see a lot of locally grown hops.
All right, let me ask you a question.
To support our local breweries.
We have almost 20 acres that we use for hay. Should I turn it over to hops?
We should talk.
Let's talk. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back. For the injured, it's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Hey, do you love pizza? If you do, that means you love Chanticleer pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years, and you don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York hand-tossed, and a pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, you will find the Chanticleer Pizza Grill, full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, of course, and much more. And there's great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer Pizza restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to ChanticleerPizza.com. That's ChanticleerPizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. She hates when I sing. We are back.
I hate when you shout in your microphone.
Brian Miller with a Y. Comic, comedian, witticist. Brian Berge from Inside Brewing. I'm sorry, with an I. She just hates when I sing.
No, I
Jeff
hate
O'Brien.
When you scream.
You know, I didn't give you the proper introduction. Lawyer extraordinaire, as you're known on AM 1130. He tried to downplay. He tells us, you're a business and leisure attorney. Lawyer extraordinaire sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and we should also say that we have tasted the beers, and they are wonderful. Yeah.
Yes, they
Thank
have.
You.
Yeah, they are fabulous.
InsideBrewing.com. Check it out if you don't if you want to learn more. And it's getting rave reviews, and here is beer. And now we're joined by Kelly in Vegas, brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Now, Kelly, are you a beer drinker?
I have my moments. I don't love beer. I did grow up in Kansas, so... you know, tailgates, things like that. You kind of were almost forced to drink beer, but if I had my choice, I'd probably pick vodka or wine.
Well, he's got a Sauvignon in one of his beers.
Absolutely.
Oh.
So I have to give that a go. Now, Dale Hiley, he sent me his email with this. I got to read this to you. He said, I called last week's sweep week because he got correctly got Virginia, West Virginia, and the Redskins. Both covered easily as predicted. This week, this is Dale speaking, I'm far less confident. I think Stanford breaks out a little this week, beats up on Buffalo, easily covering the 2.5. In the pros, not a game that I even like a little. Since I placed a healthy wager on the Cardinals to win the Super Bowl when I was in Vegas in July, I will need them to handle Seattle at home this week. So he's taking the Cardinals to cover the 2 at home. So he's going with the Cardinal and the Cardinals. Do you like both picks or either one of them?
You know, I can see where he's making a case for the Arizona Cardinals. They have a great defense. So does Seattle, as you know. But Russell Wilson is 4-0 against the spread as a divisional underdog. And not to mention, Seattle has been kind of infuriating to me all season. I picked them week one, as you guys know, in my Survivor League, and they barely got by what we now know is a pretty bad Miami team. They lost at the Rams, and here they are last week up 17-3. I gave out Seattle -6.5. I played them in the Super Contest, and I told my customers, I said, you know what? Let's do a teaser instead, because the more I'm looking at the Seattle game, 6.5, let's just tease it down to a pick 'em, and that is the only way I won that game. They blew the second half against a pretty good Atlanta Falcons team, who I know beat my Broncos, but I'm not really buying the hype on them. I'd like to back the Seahawks just because Carson Palmer is such a bad favorite. He's 19-37-1 as a favorite.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, they're only a small favorite here. You got to give them a couple of points because the game's in Arizona. I made the game a pick 'em. I don't love it, but I'll cheer for Dale. As far as the Stanford Cardinal goes, I didn't play that game. We're kind of opposites. This week, I love a lot of NFL and not that much college. So I was looking at the Stanford-Colorado game, and everybody should know by now the Colorado Buffaloes have just surpassed everybody's expectations this year. They're looking really good. They probably should be, you know, with the exception of the Michigan game, they should be almost in the top 25. I don't know how I feel about this game. They have covered every single game this year. They even hit the backdoor cover against USC. Could have probably won that game if they really wanted to. Stanford, as you guys know, week one looked great against my Wildcats. And then just really started to falter when they played the two Washington teams. Last week, I had Notre Dame circled. I am so glad I stayed away from that awful Notre Dame team. I would like to say I think Stanford covers this one, especially being at home. It's just it's one of those games where I don't love either side, but I can see where Dale likes the Stanford Cardinals.
Yep. Now, how about, well, first of all, let's mention for people at KellyInVegas.com. You're at KellyInVegas on Twitter. You write for the Las Vegas Journal Review. They can find that. What's their website, by the way? Or
I think it should be LasVegasRJ.com.
Okay. But they
can
find
follow
it,
them at RJ_sports on Twitter.
But they can find it through your website, too.
Right. They can also. Yeah, I wrote a nice little hefty article for them this week about the Big 12 and how I'm not happy with things there.
And CBSSportsLine.com, you're also doing stuff for them. And you do your you do your video picks, too.
Yep, we're doing video picks for SportsLine every week, which is really great. And then also, as you guys know, Vegas Insider, you can also get my plays. My plays on my website are a package deal. You can actually see the matchups and say, oh, okay, you know, last week Arkansas is playing Ole Miss. I like that game myself. I'm going to see what Kelly's opinion is on it. You know what I mean? You can just buy that specific opinion, which is why I really like that site. And as well as you can buy guaranteed picks. So if last week my guaranteed pick was Baylor -34.5, if Baylor had not covered that game, you don't get charged for your pick.
How do you make that work? I mean, that's unbelievable for the person that's doing it.
Well, I mean, if you're buying picks and you're in the pick buying business, it's the way to go because. Yeah. You're unfortunately, you'd already be losing money if the game didn't cover. But usually it's the handicapper's favorite game of the week. Well, so typically, I think last year I only had maybe 10 or 11 guaranteed picks, and I was 8-2 against I 8-2-1. I pushed one game last year. So those are typically my favorite picks every single week that you're buying.
Well, this is like, it's like Brian Miller saying, if you don't laugh at my favorite joke, you're going to be reimbursed for your cover.
Exactly, which is not a promise that I make, by the way. All checks final. All sales final.
That's funny. Now, all right, Kelly, you know what I need? We need to know, this is the one, any, there's a lot of NFL games, but all people care about around here are the Vikings.
Is the team that's the favorite out of the NFC to win the Super Bowl?
That's the, yes, as a matter of fact.
That sounds like us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They just dropped the Packers, too, to 12-1 yesterday. I did a video on it, and what has happened to the Green Bay Packers, which at one point in time was really, you know, the team out of the NFC North, and now it's you guys. It's all you guys. Vegas is just getting murdered on your games. So this week, they should have made the game a pick'em. I actually had a buddy tell me that Philly should be -1 in this one. You guys are 2.5 points on the road. I have a rule. I don't know if we've talked about it on the show or not. I don't bet road chalk in the NFL. And so it's really tough for me here because I told myself I'm going to bet the Vikings until they stop covering. And even if you don't cover one game, I'm going to probably go back to you, especially if the next game's at home. You guys did have a bye week last week. Makes me a little nervous. Sometimes I feel like it can kind of kill the momentum for a team. But I think more than anything, it's going to be great. Hopefully get some of those guys who are banged up, like Diggs, back this week, hopefully to be a little healthier and to get it done against Philly. -2.5 on the road is a little scary, but like we've talked before, Coach Zimmer is a covering machine. And I'm not really buying the hype on this Eagles team. They've now finally dropped two straight, kind of now are back to where they should be in the Vegas power rankings. You know, everybody was so high on them and Carson Wentz to start the season, as opposed to you guys where you guys are now ranked where you should be. But it's a little nerve-wracking for me because, like I said, I have certain rules in games that I pick, and here I am breaking my own rule. I hope
just
you guys
break
don't come
the
back
rule. Don't worry about it. This is the game where Carson Wentz looks like a rookie quarterback. Here's the thing about these road games. My feeling has always been this way. When you are a defense-dominated team, which the Vikings are, going on the road is meaningless because it doesn't hurt your defense when the crowd gets into it.
That's a great point.
And it also, they take the crowd out, the defense does. So I don't think that that comes into play. And the other thing I've always believed, a good defense is not going to sputter. Or a good offense certainly can have a bad game, but it's generally when you get the pressure that these guys get, it doesn't stop.
I agree. The video we did yesterday, actually, when we were talking about the Packers, we also talked about the Vikings, and one of the guys doing the power rankings was talking about how it's hard to adjust Minnesota and Minnesota's offense, actually, and where do they fit in as far as points go. And Minnesota doesn't have an explosive offense, as we know. You guys have a very steady running game. Zimmer's got guts, so he goes for it on fourth down, which has been great for you guys as well. But obviously we know the powerhouse is the defense. So like I was saying on the video yesterday, hey, if you guys can get Carson Wentz to cough up the ball once, twice, that right there is going to be the deciding factor in this game.
I think so. And also, I think this Vikings team and the defense will play a hand in it. They're going to start averaging 24 to 28 points a game or more because that offense is starting to come together. Kelly in Vegas, kellyinvegas.com, at Kelly in Vegas. Love talking to you. Brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Hopefully Dale has a good week. I think he was a little he didn't get cocky. He got very humble after a good week. I give him credit for that.
That's good. I'm glad he had a good week, yeah. And I'm glad that he was correct last week on the Redskins because, like I said, I agreed with him, and that was a big play for me as well.
Kelly, I'm not going to tell you what to do because you know this better than me, but I think the Vikings are the game, if I'm a Viking fan, that worries me the most right now is the Cowboys because that offensive line will move bodies.
It's got to worry you.
But it's home, too, for the Vikings.
Well, and it was home for the Packers last week. Again, I know Packers, including Jordy Nelson, aren't themselves this year. Aaron Rodgers seems to look lost at times and is not able to make the plays he was once able to make. But that Dallas team, I bet against them 3 weeks in a row, and it has just been brutal.
I don't think the Packers are anywhere near what people thought they would be, and I don't think they're going to come back around either.
They won't come back around. They're pretty much done, according to Vegas.
Rodgers has too much on his mind. He's got the brother who turned on him. Probably got the girlfriend in his ear every few minutes. you know, there's some issues
there. He's got a terrible coach in his ear, too.
Terrible coach. Mm-hmm. He's doing too many of these darn commercials. Mm-hmm. Funny, but he's doing too many.
Too many double-check commercials.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Kelly, thanks so much. Kelly in Vegas. We'll talk to you next week. Greatly appreciate
thanks, guys.
It. And again, brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. We'll be right back. Brian Miller, Brian Berge, Insight Brewing, lawyer extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien. By the way, Brian Miller with a Y.
Yes.
And Brian Miller, comedy.com.
Yes.
You haven't changed it yet to Witticist.
No. Comedy. I haven't bought that domain yet.
And at Real Brian Miller with a Y.
It's a little bit harder to spell than comedy.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
And
when
we come back, we'll talk to your old boss, Senator Dave Durenberger. We'll be right back. Are you looking to buy your first home? Are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder Thomas Brand Homes, but what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847 or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com.
On my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
We are back. Comic Brian Miller with a Y, Brian Berge with an I from Insight Brewing, and Jeff O'Brien, lawyer extraordinaire, and
with an E. I love that.
And he in our very special guest, Brian or Jeff O'Brien, calls you his mentor, Senator Dave Durenberger. Senator, thank you for taking the time with us. We greatly appreciate it. Senator Durenberger, can you hear me okay?
I can, Bob, yes.
Great, okay. Now, before we talk anything related to politics, I want to give a tip of the cap to the Durenberger family for your father hiring John Gilardi.
Yeah.
65 or what would it be, like almost 70 years ago? And also hired a basketball coach who lasted, what, 40 years on his own or close to 50?
Probably, and then he got, And Jim Smith lasted. How long did Jim last?
About 60 years, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's incredible. Wow. Your dad knew how to pick them. Now, did you didn't play football at St. John's, did you?
No, I played up to about age 5.
And that's very good, Senator. But I've often said, we'll get off the football talk, but I've covered sports since the mid-70s, and my two favorite coaches, I'll have a college and a pro division, are John Gilardi in the college division and Jerry Burns in the pro division. Those guys are terrific, and they were great. I don't know if you know Jerry at all, but they're both great guys and great coaches to have covered.
That's nice to hear. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, they're both good guys. Now, I wanted to talk to you because I saw the comment. We talked briefly off the air about Governor Dayton saying, you know, going basically Affordable Care Act is not affordable. And you made a great point. And if you could, mention that about, well, he kind of stated something and it was, you know.
Sure.
We all knew that, didn't we, that it was not affordable.
Yeah, I think the. Here's the reality. Mark Dayton was in the Senate. Mark Dayton has held almost every office in the state, so Mark Dayton knows a lot about government, and he knows when something new like this comes along, where there's a combination of national policy, national financing, state financing, private financing, that it's going to call out the leadership in a state like Minnesota, which has always been known for leadership and healthcare reform, who's going to call out that leadership to help us as a state adjust to the new set of rules that are coming with Obamacare.
Yep.
And so here 6 years later, not having done that, and 6 years later, when we're all confused about it, but we know there's a huge amount of public money going into it, to have our leader say something like either it's not working or it's the fault of the Republicans, it's just like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's well. I mean, there's a lot of fault to go around, but I don't know. The Republicans weren't exactly pushing for this, well, what do you think this is going to wind up? Whether it's Hillary Clinton, if she comes in, are you convinced she'll push for the government run health care like they close to what they have in Canada? And there's word that she wants to dismantle Obamacare to put her own in.
No, the reality is she can't do anything on her own. Period. And secondly, she can't do anything without Republicans. And thirdly, it's so incredibly complex that a few Republicans and a few Democrats, with a few people that work for the president, are going to have to put their heads together and figure out if we want this thing to succeed, if we want to bring down the overall cost to every American of the cost of health care, and we want to enhance the quality of care and the health of the population while we're doing it, she's going to have to provide the leadership for that. And she's going to have to make it quite clear, not that we got to blame Democrats or we got to come up with a public, you know, option or something like that, but she has to be open to a frank discussion about what is the best policy that a combination of conservatives and liberals, conservatives wanting to supposedly make it all work better through private markets, and liberals who want to say we're spending a lot of public money, so we got to be sure this works, you know. What do they come up with? And the only thing she's going to have to make clear is that she is willing to support the basic thesis of Obamacare, which is we can create over time a genuinely American health system. We don't have to rely on government run, or we don't have to rely on single payer. We don't have to rely on Medicare for all. We have it in us to create a genuine American health system. To do that, I need Republicans not to oppose expanding it to all Americans, not to oppose, you know, whatever it is, changes in Medicare, Medicaid, but I need their cooperation in telling me how can we make markets work to do in healthcare what they seem to be able to do in most other services that we buy in this country.
Senator, this is Jeff O'Brien. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Jeff.
When this issue came up in the first term of the Bill Clinton administration, you were one of those Republicans there that were one of those that were willing to work with the other side and offer ideas. Who's there now that you would predict would be likely to be the one to come forward and with, you know, and try to fix this?
Sure. First, I was among 27 willing senators, and they were half Republicans and half Democrats. And John Chafee was our leader, and John Brough and I were the vice leaders. But we had 27 people working on this for the better part of a year. Most of us were quite knowledgeable, not everybody, but I'd say maybe a dozen of us had the experience in the appropriate committees to be quite knowledgeable about, you know, how far to go and where to stop and what to use to make it happen. Today, that number probably is only half of that. And for starters, I would suggest the people who are the chair and the ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, because you're going to have to focus on the Senate. The House is out of control. I mean, the House is too political. The House runs 24/7 campaigns, as we all well know. Mm-hmm. So Paul Ryan can be helpful. Kevin Brady, who chairs the Ways and Means Committee, can be helpful.
Fred Upton from Michigan, who chairs the Energy and Commerce Committee. Those are the House committees of jurisdiction. They can be helpful, but the deals are going to have to be made at the leadership of the Senate Finance Committee and the HELP Committee, Health, Education, Labor. Mike Enzi, I think, the Republican chair. That's the one Al Franken is on. You have to find people that understand something about the complexity of this system to put their heads together. It might be six, it might be eight, it might be 10. I don't know the numbers, but they're there and they can do this.
Well, something has to be done. As I'll use myself as an example, because I am, independent. I pay for my own insurance, and it's going up from almost $1,900 to almost $3,000. And it has to, because I have five kids, so I have to get a good health system. I'm actually looking at an alternative. I'm looking at one of the Christian-based programs where I would cut it down to like $450 a month. But, there's some trepidation with something like that. But people, I'm not even concerned anymore. They've got me to the point, I don't even care if there's a tax increase. I'm worried about health care will destroy the middle class on the course it's on, more so than tax increases will.
And I agree with you. The health care costs run by the old system, which is we don't buy health care or health medical services or healthy, habits. We allow that. We buy insurance. And for every, dollar you spend, there's 20 cents on average being spent just for the insurance.
Yep.
So one of the goals that you can find this in Minnesota, you can find it in California, you can find it in states that used to work a lot better health care for less cost. You can find that they have slowly over time converted to presenting you with an opportunity to be a member of a health company. And you pay one price for the dollar membership. You pay quite a lesser price for the $5 membership, because long term the incentive is to save money for both the company and the member by keeping you healthy, by getting you the right diagnosis, most appropriate medical care, whether it's surgery or it's therapy. But everyone has the same incentives in the system as far as money is concerned and outcome is concerned, then you've got a functioning system. And this dichotomy of we buy insurance and then insurance tries to negotiate prices and then you get something in the mail called this is not a bill, that's BS. It doesn't work to buy anything else in America, you don't buy your clothes that way.
Not a bill, but the bill's coming.
right, exactly.
Now, Senator, let me ask you a little off topic of health care, certainly. Is this election over? There are people like Brian Miller here who seem to think that Senator Clinton's already got it in the bag. Do you feel it's in the bag for her already, that she's going to win and it's not even going to be close? Or do you think this could be close on Election Day and that Trump could even win?
No, I believe that Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president of the United States. I don't know how close it's going to be. I suspect closer than the Clinton campaign may think. But I also believe that only because she is the one that offers the kind of opportunities that we need to bring us all together. I know that's hard to believe that either of those bring us all together, but she's the one with the incentives to do it. She's been around 25 years. She now knows how the system works, which she didn't when she got started. But she sure as heck does now.
Well, Senator,
she's got all the incentives to make it work.
I hope that if she is elected, that she decides to step back and recruit some former politicians like yourself to be involved in redoing that health care, because you have experience with it already. You've been through it once. And I don't think you should have to be a sitting senator or a sitting politician to help make it better, because you have a wealth of knowledge that, and I think you and others who've been involved before, they should be tapping that knowledge, and hopefully they will.
Well, I'll take that as an opinion, not as a suggestion.
Well, I'll be writing to President Clinton if she gets elected and telling her.
Right.
Senator Durenberger, it's a thrill to talk to you. Thank you so much for making the time, and I hope we can call on you again. Maybe when we get a couple of weeks, we get even closer to the election. And thank you to Jeff O'Brien for having had you as a mentor and coming through. But I got to ask you one last thing. You grew up with the Johnnies. You worked for the Tommies as a you were the professor there.
Yep.
So who do you pull for when they play? Are you, you wear both colors?
I made it clear when they hired me that I was wearing red. I wasn't wearing purple.
So they knew right away you were a Johnny through and through.
Absolutely. You can't change a guy once he's been born and bred.
I asked him the day that the first time the Tommies played in the national championship game, I said, so, and he was still on the staff at St. Thomas, and I said, so what are you doing today? And he said, I'm wearing red and cheering for the Tommies.
that's a good answer. Very political, Senator. Very political.
Right.
Senator, thank you so much, Senator
You're
Dave Durenberger.
Thank you.
Greatly
so
appreciate it. Have
Bye.
A great day. All right. We're
going
to take a quick break. Brian Berge, I know you have to get somewhere else. Brian Berge from Insight Brewing. Thank you so much for coming by and bringing beer. It has gotten, well, I see Brian with a Y has finished his off.
Yeah.
And insightbrewing.com is the place to get more information. And it sounds like I said, you do have some, you know, some interesting and fun brews for people.
Absolutely.
And you have a guy named Elon, you know, he's the guy that comes up with some of these, a lot of these brews. You can't beat that name.
No, you sure can't. And thanks so much for having me.
Well, like I said, I very much appreciate it. And think about that post-election brew. What'd you say for the Trump?
Trump and Spice. And I got to work on a Clinton one.
Yeah. Clinton. Did we say where your brewery is located?
We didn't, actually.
Okay, where's your brewery located?
Yeah, we're just west of 280 off East Hennepin. It's 2821 East Hennepin. We're right between Stinson and 280.
So, okay. And you could go right to the brewery, obviously.
Yeah, we've got
You got a brew pub there?
Yeah, we got a tap room and a nice parking lot.
They're one of the few breweries that has their tap room open every single day of the week.
We do. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
A lot of them are closed on Mondays, but you can go to Insight.
And we have
a
food truck 7 days a week.
Oh, are you often behind the bar?
I'm often near the bar.
Good answer.
Me too. I got an HRC IPA.
Oh, there you go.
I like that.
HRC IPA and Trumpkin Spice. Make them both.
All right.
Dewey defeats Truman. You know, who have the beers for the...
He can actually make the same one and then change the name.
One will celebrate and one will cry, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually,
they both need beer.
That's a perfect way to do it. And please let me know when you've got that sea salt and caramel because I start drinking, I go off the diet.
You got it.
Once that happens.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian Berge from Insight Brewing. Brian Miller will be with us, and Jeff O'Brien. We're going to be back with Ruth Lorden. We'll be back in a moment. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer. But there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. personalinjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. We are back. Brian Miller, B-R-Y-A-N, Miller, BrianMillerComedy, .com, at Real Brian Miller.
Yeah.
Jeff O'Brien, with an I-E-N. Now, where can, you write a blog, where can people find your blog?
JeffreyO'Brien.today.
R-E-Y.
R-E-Y.
You don't go with the fancy British G-E-O-F.
Or you can just find me on Twitter at Jeff O'Brien, I-E-N, and I link all my crap on there that I, if I'm quoted or something, I'm in there.
Brian was the other Brian Miller. By the way, thanks again to Brian Bengi from Inside Brewing for coming by. You guys can fill up again. I see you emptied your glasses. But last week you were with Kostaki in North Dakota, Kostaki Economopolis.
We did Jamestown, which we didn't realize we'd been to before until we were in the hotel. And I had this weird memory, and I turned to the woman. I said, "Do you guys have themed rooms here?" And she goes, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "You know, like rooms with themes." And she said, "Oh, you mean like the Africa Suite?" I was like, "Yeah, exactly like the Africa Suite."
Did you ask for the Africa Suite?
Well, last time the radio station put us up in rooms, and Kostaki got the European Suite. It was this really nice kind of modern thing. And mine was clearly a place for old married people to have sex. It was all covered like zebra prints and leopard prints with animal heads on the wall.
Is that the Africa room?
And I'm just laying by myself in this giant room with all this leopard print. I've never gotten laid less in my entire life than that night when I just laid there super alone and sad looking up at all the different animal prints and pictures of animals having sex. And everything. I'm just so, yeah, crushing memories all came rushing back to me in Jamestown, North Dakota.
So, what room did you wind up getting this trip?
Just a nice regular room, and I
fancy.
Liked it better. And then we went up to Minot. Why not Minot? Let's see. Freezing's the reason.
I've heard that.
That's what they say to you. I always tell them there's a lot more reasons than that. A lot more reasons than that. But it was nice. We had a really good time.
Now, are you having anything going on this week or this weekend?
This weekend I'm off. This Monday I'm doing.
Bye week.
Yeah, it's my bye week. Exactly. Monday I'm doing a show at the University of Minnesota for the CFACT kids, the conservative student group. I'm hosting a comedy contest.
For the conservatives?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't sound conservative at all.
Hey, I'm an equal opportunity comedian, you know?
He's flexible.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
He's very flexible. He kind of adapts to the conversation.
Who cashes the checks, you know?
Right.
Until today, I wouldn't have known which way you leaned.
I think of myself pretty moderate. I just hate Donald Trump. And I just think Hillary Clinton's going to win. And I also think if she was running against Mitt or, gosh, just about anybody,
John Kasich,
she'd be losing by 10 points.
If John Kasich had been the nominee, he would have been measuring for drapes after the first debate.
We'd all be learning how to spell his name. It's like, that's a K, right? That's a K? Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, the
100%.
If I will not vote for Trump, I certainly won't vote for Hillary. I could see myself voting, though, for Mike Pence and whoever's on the ticket with him. Because I can't see myself going, if I check that box, it won't be because Trump's at the top.
Say that.
Sure.
I am or I'm not.
I think the most important thing right now is if you lean anywhere right of center and just can't stomach Trump, is make damn sure you get out and vote for your guy for the House.
Yeah, vote down ballot.
Yeah,
and right in the top.
Checks and balances. It's you got to have checks and balances. You don't look what we're sitting here. We're trying to fix a law that was passed when one party had complete control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you have one party with complete control.
Well, I am bothered, and maybe I know I'm not alone, but I'm very disturbed by the WikiLeaks stuff. I'm very disturbed by the O'Keefe videos where the fact that these people are bragging about how they're being paid by the DNC, whether they get money from the campaign, the Clinton campaign, and being funneled to them to disrupt the Trump rallies, and there's talk about voter fraud. It's just maybe it happens on both sides, but we're not hearing about the other side.
James O'Keefe?
Yeah.
That guy is a serial liar. His videos have been habitually – now the WikiLeaks stuff I'm with you on. The WikiLeaks stuff is definitely disturbing.
But the stuff he's come out with now, I mean, he does have people on – it's not like you could say it's taken out of context when people are saying, yeah, I'm being paid from the campaign to do this, to disrupt
but
other –
But James O'Keefe is the kind of guy who will just pick somebody who will lie and put him on video anyway. He's not a guy who has any fidelity to the truth.
All he did was plead guilty to a misdemeanor for trespassing or for unlawful –
But the videos were separately debunked.
Here's my biggest concern.
But you're right about WikiLeaks.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about media bias and the rigged election. and the significance, I think, of the WikiLeaks stuff, you see the closeness of the Clinton campaign and the media, and then also the comments about being the one they wanted the most was Trump. Mm. All these things that are coming out now are stuff – this is stuff that happened 10, 15, 20 years ago or more. Why wasn't the – why didn't the media unearth these things in the primaries? Why did they let it go this far where he's the nominee?
Well, I think it was a failing of the other Republican candidates. I don't understand why they weren't running better opposition research back then.
Well, I would say with they you know – they share blame in this too, in that nobody could have the ego and the ambition of all of them couldn't get their butts out of the race in time so that somebody else was an opposition candidate.
I could just see Rubio and Cruz when they see this stuff coming out slapping their head. Why didn't we?
Oh, if you guys have ever heard this, it's a great podcast by Mike Murphy, who is Jeb Bush's campaign manager. He's a GOP guy. He's great. He's really smart. And he talked about the flaw. He said we should have gotten together with Rubio and these other campaigns. We would have pledged $2 million to match their $2 million. We all run opposition against Trump, but we were also convinced that we were picking our lane for other reasons. We just totally lost sight of it.
Well, you know what
Jeb shouldn't even been running. I mean, the fact that he'd think that we were going to elect a third Bush in this country is just tone deaf.
I'm not a Hillary fan. However, what these WikiLeaks have shown me, she's almost like she's a the puppeteer is Podesta. I mean, he's calling the shots. And she basically is going along with where he's guiding her. Certainly she has her opinions on things, but, I mean, everything goes through him. I mean, this one guy, this political guy, Politico's not going to fire him, but he's sending and he's not the only one, sending his stories, calling himself, hey, check this over to make sure I didn't F anything up. How do you do – I mean, how could you even call yourself a journalist?
I know.
When you're running it through that, you're having them edit it before you send it in.
Same thing for Chuck Todd.
It's disgusting.
He got caught
though.
Doing that 6 months ago or something to that effect, you know?
It's horrible.
No, I agree.
Ugh, it's just it. Put it this way. It gives me a great deal of disdain. But Podesta is he's the one behind. I mean, he's the brains of that outfit, it sounds like. Sam, what's the matter? Everything right? Oh, I didn't know you were calling Ruth. Give Ruth a call. I was just going to tell you.
I'm still waiting for that money bed to start floating a little higher.
Well, you know what? You picked the wrong room in Jamestown.
Yeah, you're right. I should have asked for the money suite. There you go.
What are you thinking? Take the room with the money tree in it.
Yeah.
Silly man. Mm. What are you thinking? All right, we're still here. We're joined by Ruth Lord, ruthlorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. Catch her tonight at the Medina Entertainment Center. Ruth, how are you?
I'm excited to see how the debates go.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Now, Brian's not going to watch it, is that right?
No, I rented a movie. I'm watching it tonight.
But also, Charlie Brown's The Great Pumpkin is on.
Oh. Well, you flip back and forth.
It's like the 50th anniversary.
Speaking of waiting for something orange to ruin your holidays.
Good one.
Now, Jeff, you'll watch the debate, right?
I will probably follow it on Twitter until it's a monitor to see if it gets interesting. Then I might turn over.
No, I'm going to watch it because you know what? Everything is off. They're not putting any shows on the major networks. Mm. Sam, isn't tonight the night for that show we've gotten into?
Yeah, Designated Survivor.
It's probably not going to be on tonight,
is that,
though.
Is the Kiefer Sutherland show?
Yeah.
I haven't watched
Actually,
that
Actually, you know what? There's no new episode this week, and this must be why, because of the debate.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I was like, 2 weeks? But it is so good.
It is pretty good.
I got to check that out.
No, you haven't seen it yet?
I like Kiefer.
Yeah,
have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
It's fantastic.
The one thing about Kiefer Sutherland, though, we really have a problem. He whispers everything. Yeah. Even when he yells, we really have a problem. The guy doesn't yell at all. That's his shtick.
But 24, he would always whisper it once, then yell it, like, where's the bomb? Where's the bomb? It was always, he always repeated it louder twice. Love that guy.
But I do, I'm into that show very much. I mean, the other one I've gotten into also is Bull. Which I'm surprised.
Good?
Yeah, it's a lot better than I thought it would be.
Oh, I'm watching that Westworld.
Oh, I've not seen
HBO.
That yet.
Oh, it's good. It's weird.
Ruth, have you caught any of these? Do you watch much TV, Ruth?
This year I started about a year ago, but it's the eye candy ones. It's Empire, Pitch, Queen Sugar.
I really
like
Too Close
to Home.
That's really good.
Yeah, I really like Pitch. I've
what
been
is
watching
it?
That too.
Female baseball
pitcher,
right?
Yeah, it's a female major. She makes a major league baseball team.
Yeah, like that's up. No.
See,
I did. You
can't
do that on the Tuesday podcast now.
You know, the monster. he laughs like he's joking, but that's actually how he is.
What kind of heat does she have?
I'm not a baseball pro. I just like the
TV
show.
Her father taught her a special ball.
The Ethos pitch. Well, actually, Isla Borders pitched for the Saints.
Let's be honest. She'd probably be third in the Twins rotation right now.
Yeah. Third. She wouldn't be that far down. Yeah. She'd be their ace.
Yeah.
No,
can we teach Lindsay Whalen to pitch?
Lindsay's a hell of an athlete. I would bet she can do just about anything she wants. That Maya Moore could probably do, too. Yeah. Tomorrow night they play for their in game. You know, it's a championship. Play seven.
Yeah.
I mean, five games. And why? Yeah. Who plays on Sunday and the deciding game is not till Thursday night?
That is weird.
It's got to be a TV thing.
Yeah.
There must have been other stuff
going on.
Maybe
they were
going
to play Wednesday and the debate bumped it.
That could be.
Yeah.
They might have thought of that. At least, if they did, then at least they're thinking, unlike a lot of these other damn sports. No,
I'll be working during the debate. I'll be doing readings, most likely.
Will you,
because there are plenty of people that could care less.
Well, it'll be on in the background, though. Right? I mean, you have to go around the corner to watch it. Well, I'm going to be watching it at 8 bells, and I'm watching start to finish. Because I'm going to be – I do think he's pulling everything out tonight. And he's got so much fodder after all the WikiLeaks. And he will quote the O'Keefe stuff. O'Keefe. The O'Keefe stuff.
That's a great nickname for that guy.
O'Keefe. And by the way, did any of you see – I think I talked briefly about it. There's another woman coming out claiming that President Clinton, when he was governor, was fondling her and doing inappropriate things. Another Arkansas newswoman to work for a TV station.
But he's not running for president, correct?
No, but he also, his wife has said, and you know what? That's a talking point.
Yeah.
She has said that he's going to be involved in the economic team. He's going to be part of the administration. I think it's legitimate to bring that up.
Well, I think what it is, and Trump misses the point of this when he tries to, hammer this in the debate. The point is what she did, she's coming out against Trump for what, allegations of what he, did or what things we know he said and how, how horrible it is, right? She was the bimbo patrol, running the bimbo patrol and doing damage control for her husband all those years.
And that is very, and that's tough to reconcile,
made those,
you're right.
Those women's lives a living hell. And so I think the point is that, she's a hypocrite.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And I think that's what, but he doesn't ever connect the dot to that. It's always
because he's not very smart.
That's a problem. That is a problem.
John Kasich would be connecting dots left and right. Of course,
John
he wouldn't
Kasich
have to worry
wouldn't
about
need
that.
This. Yeah. No, John Kasich would be cruising at this point.
Yep, Mitt must be kicking himself for not just waiting 4 years.
Most of them would be.
Oh, I think Mitt would be just destroying it.
Well, it's unfortunate.
I like Mittens. I don't think he seemed like a good guy.
All right. Well, Ruth, give us your vibe of the day.
It's a true get-her-done, do-or-die day. Mm. Now, if we're not able to work with precise acumen, lay back. The vibes are that powerful. Either way, great insights are acquired.
That's a quick one.
We acquired some insight today.
Mm-hmm.
I was reviewing the last 5 years of my daily vibes, and I realized I've been making them rather verbose, and that may be too much information.
I like the short stuff. It gets right to the point.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they always are on Twitter, because I have to shorten them.
Yeah.
But this is a really potent day.
Good to know.
And if you really can't, if you can't shoot a bullseye, don't shoot.
I like it. Ruth, have a great night tonight at Medina. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to Brian Miller, B-R-Y-A-N, Brian Miller, comedy.com, at Real Brian Miller, B-R-Y-A-N Miller, on Twitter. Jeff O'Brien, at Jeff O'Brien, B-R-I-E-N. Thank you again to Brian Berge from Inside Brewing for stopping by. Senator Durenberger for joining us, Kelly in Vegas, and also Chanticleer Pizza for sponsoring Kelly's spot. We're going to be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to our sponsors. We'll talk to you later. I just got to tell you.